Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueak Winner, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
Tansa nduti mag. Mina kakeo ay sinuwagu kanduhta ko mapitsquewin. Welcome to this week's episode of the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueak Winner. This week, Vice President Blyan, myself, and several of our Métis settlement leaders were invited to attend a conference in Winnipeg, Manitoba on Indigenous identity fraud, co-hosted by the Manitoba Métis Federation and the Chiefs of Ontario. We took the opportunity to attend in order to listen and learn from other communities from across the country. It was a two-day conference where passionate speakers presented their own views on the situation that continues to emerge here in Canada and elsewhere. So I had the opportunity to present on behalf of the Métis Settlements General Council to the conference delegates. In my comments, I spoke primarily about MSGC's history and what makes us a unique voice in Canada as the only land-based, constitutionally recognized Métis communities. Here are some audio clips from the conference that you, our listeners, might find interesting.
We've been forced into a situation where, again, we have to come to our own defense to protect our identity, protect our future, protect our rights, and protect our assets, and the right to those assets, that we have a privilege based on the Constitution of this country, and we bled, and we suffered, and we paid the ultimate price to receive.
All Indigenous people have been given a musical instrument. And we use that instrument to celebrate, to honor, to socialize, to mourn, and to pray with. The First Nations in the Inuit and the Dene have been given the drum, and that's the heartbeat of their nation. Our European fathers brought the fiddle, and it is the heartbeat of our Métis people. And we use it for all of those things. You saw me a little earlier helping our Métis elder in the prayer, so we played it in the prayer this morning. I will play it now as an honor song. I'll play you a tune because we are meeting at Red River. This is our honor song, honoring you and thanking you for coming here and meeting with us. So we have our own unique way of playing the fiddle, but different sound. Red River sound is different than Down East, Cajun, bluegrass, Texas fiddling. We actually kind of contradict music in some ways. We drop off notes or we add on grace notes, but no worries. The dancers pick up those missing notes when they're dancing and we just carry right on. So that gives us our unique rhythms. And one of the best known tunes that demonstrates that that kind of crooked sound is the Red River Jig. So I will play it as an honor song today.
What's your opinion of what you've seen here the last couple of days? What's your overall impression?
I was very impressed with the way the meeting happened and the concerns that were focused on the interests of the Métis and the Chiefs of Ontario. I think the collaboration that happened in terms of, focusing on just the big issue in itself and the coming together with three different nations in terms of the Métis, First Nations, and the Inuit people is the first that I've seen where all three nations in Canada come together for a common purpose and a common cause. I think the impression that I got is it was very authentic. We've seen comments made by the leaders who not only made those comments to as political, but I think they were authentic in terms of they back up the comments that they're saying by saying, yes, we will fund this, we will fund this process. And the the theme and the language seem to be consistent with all the nations. And the same, we see the same, I'd say, problems in every province. And, you know, it's not just in Ontario, but we see it in Alberta as well.
Dave, can you see how many similarities there are throughout the country? Different races of people, but different provinces, but they're all going through the same identity fraud throughout their communities?
This is the first time I've seen that, where all three different Indigenous groups come together. And, you know, it's a historical moment. That's what I've seen or witnessed.
I'm honored to be here and to be not only a presenter, but a co-host or co-chair to this event. And I think this event is quite historic in nature, and I'm glad to be part of it to discuss some of the issues at hand. I grew up, lived all my life on the reservation known as Nipissing. And back in the 60s and 70s, when I was growing up, we had identity issues back then, but they were different than today. We were trying to find our own identity back then because of centuries of suppression, oppression, being outlawed to practice who we were as a people. As growing up, our elders were very reluctant to teach the traditional ways to the young people because of the bad things that were happening to our communities. So I grew up with a very confused young man, young boy, as to what being an Indian, an Anishinaabe, what that meant. And I struggled for years to reclaim that. My community struggled for years to reclaim that. It wasn't lost. Thankfully, our elders kept that knowledge, but it was hidden. It was hidden because there were times when we could go to jail for having ceremony, for having speaking our language, for doing all the things that we knew to be our identity. But today, it's a different crisis. We're struggling with people who are trying to be us, who are trying to make claims for their benefit. And they're occupying the spaces that we should be occupying. It's another fight. I believe our nations are used to these types of struggles. We've been struggling for over 400 years now to maintain our identity, and this is just another front of that battle.
David, can you see the rationale of having three distinct nations like this banding together into one strong group to make the whole effort that much stronger?
I always believe, you know, a threefold cord is what they say is very rarely broken. And if you have the three nations coming together, it'll be hard to break that endeavor and that synergy that they form. So I've seen, I've heard and I've seen the coming together of three different nations with commitment. And I could feel in the air that there's a oneness in this endeavor, and I believe it's authentic. And with that purpose, or with that purpose and focus in mind, it'll be a hard force to withstand. That's for sure.
We know that when we're talking about, you know, First Nation identity, Mi'kmaq identity, we're talking about something different. We're not talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're not talking about something that's about us. Not heritage. It's not identity. In fact, it's about sovereignty and autonomy and governance and our laws and our histories, our common experiences. All of these things go into who we are. It's belonging, it's reciprocal relationship, it's about kin. You know, it's about all of the ancestors that ever were and who walk and are here in this room. It's about all of us who managed to survive to today, taking severe casualties, and it's all of our future generations who we will fight like heck in this room is significant and symbolic of the fact that we are in this fight. We're not playing around. That's what our identity is. And in most First Nations I've ever gone to, or in any of the real Métis communities, it's about land and it's about kin.
What message do you have to your people when you go home to Alberta?
The message that we would like to bring to Alberta is we need to continue to work together with all First Nations and Inuit people. In Alberta, we don't have as many Inuit people, but the First Nations and the different treaties that are in Alberta and the Métis people need to come together, who are, I would say, authentic, distinct Aboriginal people. And work against some of this, you know, the issues that are emerging regarding identity theft. That's what I would bring.
Have you worked with President or met President Chartrand before this today?
Yes, I met President Chartrand many, many years ago. So I would say he's been a friend of the Métis settlements for many years, from the early, I'd say, 90s. Maybe even before that, before my time, but as far as I can remember, he's been a good friend of the Métis settlements.
Excellent. That's all I need. Is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I just think it was a very good, the 2 days were very educating for us. We think, you know, there is a good collaboration that is going on, and like I said, it's like the leaders that are around the table are putting where their money, or putting their money where their mouth is. So I'm sure this will continue.
Excellent.
And there you go. Join us here for future episodes of the Métis Settlement Show, and have a great long weekend ahead.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Show with Dave Lamouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.